Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Now we're giving it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you?
Glory to God, glory to God. People of God, I apologize. Praise the Lord. I have been ministering, glory be to God, for the past. Jesus, I say the past, what, 15, 20 minutes? Without knowing that you were not able to hear me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But with the time that we have left, praise God, I just want you to know, glory be to God, that it's time for you to hit the ground running. And when I say hit the ground running, I mean it's time for you to move where God has told you to move to. Amen? It's time for you to get from around those people who are hindering you. Get from around those people who are not celebrating you, but they are tolerating you. It is time for you to get from around those people, praise God, who would call you not to do what God has told you to do, okay, because they don't understand it, but it's not meant for them to understand it. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is meant for you to understand that this is the plan that God has for you in your life. Praise God. And as we look at what it says here in Genesis 12, 1 through 4, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. So there's a place that God is taking you, that he's not taking your family, your friends, your co-workers, your associates, and sometimes even your, praise God, even those people, praise the Lord, who you think are for you, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. But he's saying it's time for you to move. It's time for you to go. I got a place prepared for you. I have a plan for you. Praise God, there is an expected end for you, but in order for you to get to the place of your expected end, it's time for you to move. You have to go. You can't stay there. You need a new location. Hallelujah, Jesus. You need a new way of thinking, and you can't get a new way of thinking in the same environment. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because, see, people don't like you to do anything differently than what they're doing. Oh, come on, somebody. You start to stop. Okay, praise God. You don't want to go to the nightclub anymore, and you used to go every week. Well, why you don't want to go out no more? Well, what, you think you better than me now? Well, what, you don't roll with me no more? Or what, we ain't friends now? Or what, you can't hang with me now? No, I can't hang with you because I got to hang with God. Oh, come on now, somebody. You have to go with God. And God ain't going to the club. Oh, come on now. Oh, yeah, he can go and get some people out of the club, but he ain't going to the club to party. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to bring them out.
not to keep them in. Well, how? Why is it that you don't want to no longer hang out with me no more? Because I got to do what God is showing me to do. He has an expected end for me. He said he's going to bless me like Abraham. I'm a seed of Abraham, and he's going to make my name great. He's going to bless nations from me. Praise God. He's going to do something so wonderful and awesome in me that it's going to bless people from every nation, every corner of the world. And I can't stay here with you, because if I do, I can't get to that place where God can really use me the way he wants to, where God can really bless me the way he wants to, where God can use me to bless you. Because, see, people who are connected and tied to you, God's trying to bless too, but he got to get you from where they are first in order to do something in you so he'll be able to do something in them. Amen? Because he can't do nothing in them until he does something in you. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Until God changes us, he can't use us to bring about change in others. Oh, come on now. Until God has helped us, he can't use us to help others. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise God. And that's why you got to get from around those people. Hallelujah, Jesus. That God says are not going where you're going. Hallelujah. Not only are they not going where you're going, he has a purpose and a plan for their life. And that purpose and that plan is not the same for your life as it is for theirs. It is not the same for their life as it is for your life. So you got to move. You got to go. You got to get from around them. You can't hang with them no more. Praise God. And see, sometimes, praise the Lord, when we won't move, God will move us. Or when we won't move, God will move them. They'll stop hanging around you or stop talking to you or stop coming around. You know, you get that funny vibe like, hey, wait a minute, is something wrong with me? Hallelujah. No, there's nothing wrong with you. God is trying to do a thing in you, through you, and for you so that you can go back and help them. But you can't do that being around them. You can't do that still hanging with them and talking with them and conversing and still, you know, doing the things that you normally do. Amen? You can't do that. You got to hit the ground running. You got to move with God. You got to do what God is speaking to you to do. Because, see, the only way that you're going to be blessed is for you to move with God. So, come on, let me go back to the scripture for you. God got a blessing in store for you, but only you can be blessed by being obedient and moving with God. Amen? If you can't move, you can't get the blessing. You can't stay in the same place and get the blessing. Amen? In your obedience, he's going to bless you. But you can't stay in that same place and get the blessing. Praise God. But he's such a sovereign God and a merciful God and a gracious God that he say, okay, if you want to move, I'll either move them or move you. Amen? Hallelujah. And see, sometimes we don't understand. We're like, well, wait a minute. I liked him. I liked her. We were friends. We associated. But it's time for you to move. Okay? And so we get, you know, in our feelings, and we're like, well, wait a minute. Hold on here. Why are you treating me like this? But God is saying to you, woman of God, God is saying to you, man of God, I'm taking you somewhere. And after I take you where you are supposed to go, then you can come back and be a greater blessing and influence in their life than you were before. But you got to move first. Oh, come on. I got to do some things for you and with you first before I allow you to come back. Because you will be with them again. You will see them again. But they need to see you. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They have to see you, praise God, where you're supposed to be. They have to see the new you. They have to see the renewed you. They have to see that God has helped you. They have to see that God has changed you. They have to see that God has, praise God, transformed you. They got to see, praise God, the difference that it makes when you spend some time with God. The difference that it makes, praise God, when God works on you. Praise God, and loves on you. Hallelujah, Jesus. But they have to see it first. So as we're coming to the conclusion of what has been said today, praise God, and don't think we're finished. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. You need to hit the ground running. Praise God. You need to move with God. Get thee from thy father's house, from thy country, from thy kindred, from thy friends, thy associates, family members, whoever it is, and go to a place that God is showing you. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for every word that you've allowed me to say, praise God, that has been broadcasted over the airwaves. Glory be to God, knowing that I will come back and I will do a part two to this word, Father God. But I thank you for what you said. I thank you for what you've done here and today. I thank you for how you bless your sons and your daughters. And I thank you for continuing to be their father, their Alpha and their Omega, the one who cares for them, the one who loves them, the one who keeps them, and the one who believes in the greatness that you have placed in them. I thank you, and I ask you to continue to keep them and cover them in your blood, in your name, in your will, and in your wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name I pray and I thank you. Amen and amen. Be blessed, people of God. God loves you, and so do I.